This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone funds in a self-directed IRA, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Can you hold a qualified opportunity fund in a self-directed IRA? Technically, yes, but the tax benefits usually overlap with the IRA. Self-directed IRA investors often ask whether they can hold a qualified opportunity fund inside their retirement account, combining two tax-advantaged strategies. The technical answer is usually yes. A self-directed IRA can hold alternative assets, including a COF, subject to the IRA rules. The more important answer is that it's usually counterproductive. An IRA is already tax-advantaged, offering tax-deferred or tax-free growth, so layering the IRA's benefits inside it is largely redundant. You'd be using a tax deferral and tax-free growth incentive inside an account that already provides those things, wasting the IRA's benefits. And an IRA's gains aren't the kind of capital gains the IRA's deferral is designed to target. There's also a UPIT/UDFI trap if the fund uses leverage. This guide explains whether you can hold a COF in an IRA, why the tax benefits overlap, when it still makes sense, UPIT considerations, and suitability guidance. This is educational and suitability-focused information, not tax or investment advice. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. Technically, yes. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.